Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at kindness. We're looking at acts which can make the lives of others better. Interestingly, it also doesn't matter whether this act of kindness, this paying it forward, is known or completely anonymous, that actually both people benefit just as much, or some would say more, when it's anonymous, because there's a sense of secrecy and joy that are embedded into that. And not even need to feel the need for them to know that it was you that did that nice thing for them. So traditionally, people have been encouraged to be able to give back to charities, to different social issues financially, or to volunteer their time, or to get involved in some meaningful way. But now we're actually starting to see that there's also littler ways, smaller ways, that we can actually be kind to ourselves and the people that we're in relationships with. And these can either be planned or completely random acts of kindness. Particularly with the random acts of kindness, experientially there's an extra thrill or joy where you can do something that someone doesn't expect for someone that doesn't know. I think maybe the best way to illustrate this would be to tell a story. Just recently, my family and I were on a holiday and we stayed in a self-catered apartment. So we were buying food. And at the end of the weekend, there was a frozen pizza in the freezer. It would have been really, really easy to just leave that. Maybe the cleaning staff would have taken it home, or maybe they would have just thrown it out. It wouldn't matter too much to us. We would have gotten back on the plane and continued on. We'd had a lovely time. This was an opportunity. I'd walked past a lot of people in this city, this big city, who'd been struggling, who had their hat out, who had notes that said they were homeless. And I had an extra half an hour. It took 7 minutes to cook a pizza. I thought, why not? We've got an oven. I'll cook the pizza and I'll go for a walk and I'll find someone to give it to. And it just happened, it was a particularly cold and blustery, rainy day. And I happened to come across a young person sitting in a mall with a hat in front of her. And I apologized and I said, I'm sorry, I've got no money, but I do have a pizza for you if you want it. It was a genuine look of surprise and interest on her face. After that, I went on my way. I went and got a takeaway cup of coffee and felt pretty good. But I felt better when I went back and that young person was no longer sitting in that mall. That she had the breakfast that she was begging for. And that made me feel good and hopefully, you know, helped stave off the difficulty for her for a couple of hours. So my first tip this week would be to look for opportunities like that. And sometimes that involves doing things that some people may not actually do, or some other people may think that that's a little bit silly. It takes a little bit of courage to do something for another person and to be genuinely kind and to change the world in some small way. While some opportunities may present themselves quite readily, I think it's really important to get into the habit, to develop the practice of seeking them out, of looking for those opportunities where you can actually do something rather than just respond when a need is presented. Because the more you're actively engaged in this process, the more you're likely to do it. And the more you're therefore going to get the benefits for both yourself and other people as well. And I like to encourage people, my personal motto is to try and do something at least once a week, if not once a day. Everything from maybe buying someone a cup of coffee or commenting on someone's appearance or leaving a chocolate bar on someone's desk secretly so that they get a little bit of a thrill when they return to the desk, all the way through to helping someone, offering to help someone cross the road, some of those really, really traditional things that we see in movies. And have a bit of fun with it. That's the other thing, that the more fun you can have doing this, the more fun it's going to be for the other person. And on the whole, society is going to get more positive as a result of that. I mean, can you imagine if every person did something like this every day? We'd have a lot of the world's problems solved just in that, I think. So, get random this week with Mind Games.